Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. They're a little reggae, a little soul, but, said critic Graham Reid, mellow they ain't. And that's to Hoon the Brakes, and sure enough, the eight-piece band have built their rep on rockin' the party. They had their second album, Black, Brown and White, out at the end of the month, to be followed by a tour, and we're joined by Tim and James from the band now. The first thing I have to ask you, gentlemen, is you're very well dressed. You don't look like a scruffy old band.
Yeah. Well, it was very important we put across the right impression. You know, notice I've got a very professional stance here as I'm sitting. You know,
you might have to describe what they're wearing, actually.
they're both wearing
pinstripe business shirts and nice trousers and good shoes as well.
Well, you see, it's a professional game now. It's all, you know, music's no longer. It's you got to be really putting across that sharp.
You look like you'd be more at home at sort of Sales Street or one of those kind of, you know, those after-work bars.
Have you seen us there?
than laying down some skank and grooves in a club somewhere or something like that. But so obviously you have a bit of a transformation that happens at night time.
We were actually told, we were warned that it was going to be around a boardroom table, this interview. So we thought, hey, you know.
So, new album, are you excited?
Yes, stoked.
Yeah. Nah, it's definitely a get it out.
How do you describe what you do? Because I've seen various descriptions. Graham Reid had a wee go at it. And he kind of mentioned Fat Freddy's Drop and said, no, they're not like that. How do you describe what you do?
It's pretty mixed. So we can bust out some really energetic funk and settle back into some reggae. So a bit of a mix. There's some interesting new songs on the new album, which are a bit different from what we did on the last one as well. So, yeah, we're trying not to pigeonhole it too much.
Did it change things recording the album? Because you guys are known as a live band. That's kind of how you developed your reputation, wasn't it? Did it change things actually having to go into a studio and record?
One of the things that we went and recorded with Lee Preble, and he's really good at just capturing that live sound, I think, and he was really, strict, but wanted to get full takes, everyone playing together as much as possible, you know, as little overdubs as possible. So that, I think, definitely helped us, and we got a bit more energy off this record, I think.
That funk roots kind of sound that you're talking about is known these days as a very Wellington sound, isn't it? But are you all from Auckland? You're all from Auckland?
Yeah.
Are you taking the fight back to Wellington, the Wellington sound fight back to Wellington?
No,
South Street will be
there.
Because,
I mean, to record it at Lee Preble's studio, the surgery in Wellington is kind of almost sacrosanct. I mean, for an Auckland band to come and record Wellington sounding music at the Wellington studio, what do you think you're doing?
We're just trying to be cool, man.
It
was mainly like I think we just really wanted to record with Lee, and we thought that he was going to be the one that could really capture what we wanted to capture, and we reckon it really was a great call, and we were absolutely stoked that he was keen to work with us. So the fact that it's Wellington, Auckland, we're not trying to emulate anything, just trying to do our own things. So.
You're not trying to get a spot in the next Fly My Pretties or anything like that? You're not trying to,
I don't know if we're good enough. Yeah.
the fact that you did it like that with him as much as live as you could mean that you actually you recorded it fairly quickly?
It was done probably, over 12 to 14 days of tracking. We knew what we were going to be in for, like, James is sort of a bit sus with him and that it was going to be very much live, so we rehearsed a hell of a lot, like, leading into it to a click, so we knew that everything was going to be that, and it was really good. We had a bit of time up our spout at the end to sort of whack some ideas down and stuff like that, but
from that we ended up with the Black, Brown and White song. We had a bit of extra time, so yeah.
And that ended up being the title track of the album. So that wasn't already the name of the album before you came up with that song?
No, it was
going to
be called Deep
Time
and Meaningless. That was one of the names being mentioned.
I'm always intrigued when a band, you've got eight members in the band, is that right? Is that that last count? When I see a band of this size, you just can't make any money, can you, at all? I mean, you've got to divide everything.
Man, look
outwards.
How we're dressed. I don't know what band you're interviewing.
I was going to say, obviously.
Did you see the merc outside?
What that says to me is you've got to have other jobs. For example, paint me a picture. When you were recording the album in Wellington, were you all up in individual suites, eight suites at, you know, the top of the Bolton Hotel, or were you dossing on friends' couches and squabs on the floor?
Rowena's Hostel.
Yeah. Oh, it's a place to go. It's just the character, the people.
And you've got a big tour coming up behind the album now. Is this the longest tour you've done?
I think so. I think it would be like, it certainly spans a long time. I mean, it's close to 2 months long. But, I mean, we only play on the weekends and stuff, and I think there's 14 or something shows. So I think it is actually, like, yeah, altogether amount of shows and over the time sort of thing. I mean, the recent trip to Aussie was about 7 or 8 shows, but it was all within 10, 11 days. And it's, we've done, like, our last major O-Week tour was actually probably a similar amount of dates, but literally, like, 2 weeks or something, you know, so it's full on. So at least this one was nice and mellow, I guess.
How does the Wellington sound go over in Australia?
How does the Wellington sound go?
Oh, we wouldn't know.
How does the Auckland band doing a Wellington sound go down in Australia?
an Auckland band doing a Wellington sound named after a beach in Nelson.
Really confusing. Not, me though.
Named after a street in Ponsonby, is that right? Tahuna Street?
I'd like to call it Freeman's Bay, thank you very much.
Is it Freeman's Bay? I used to live in Tahuna Street, actually. Yeah, yeah, know that night well. Yep, absolutely. Yep.
Were you the ones that were pounding on the wall next door getting us to shut up?
I doubt that very much, actually. Yeah. I've noticed just looking at your tour schedule. I mean, you can tell a lot about a band from the sort of places that you play. I mean, you've got Opanoni, Whirianga, Raglan, Tokomaru Bay. I mean, this is basically saying it's almost like it sounds like a summer tour, but it's not in summertime. It's kind of just at the end of winter, start of spring, really, isn't it? I mean, these places that are always going off when you rock up.
Yeah. Surf's good there as well, so works in quite well.
I mean, people in these rural areas want to have a party as well, eh? So may as well bring them on.
What is it about you that you think works that you can go to those venues? Because, you know, not every band can go and play the kind of places, you know, pretty young places like that.
I don't know. I guess there's the places that we're playing at have, I guess, established sort of venues, actually, believe it or not, and these guys that run them get bands in, you know, and put on a good show and promote it well to all the local people. So, and I think that's the thing. I mean, people that live in these semi sort of isolated areas don't necessarily get a lot of entertainment or acts coming through all the time. So when they do get something, they get right in behind it.
Great. Well, look, we're going to play one of your tracks now. If you are listening out there in Tauranga, though, the next gig that Tahuna Breaks is playing is at the Coliseum on the 28th of August, and you can follow them around on tahunabreaks.com. What song are we going to listen to?
Oh, Empower Me.
Fantastic. And it's available for free download on the website too.
Yeah, just jump up on the website and click the download button. I'm not very good at IT, as we talked about it before, but somehow it works.
Brilliant. Thanks for your time. That's Empower Me off the new Tahuna Breaks album, Black, Brown, White, and that's all we've got time for today. If you've missed something and you'd like to hear it again, check out publicaddress.net/radio. I'm Damien Christie.
I'm Russell Brown, and thank you, New Zealand On Air.